Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're joined by Jim Kevlin. He's the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and all on Seago.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Well, they're all over the place now, and you can even get a license. We're talking about drones, and there's a story on that from your region.
We've talked before about heightening security during Hall of Fame weekend. Modern society, of course, as it heightens security, keeps inventing new ways of creating mischief. A current case in point, of course, is the unmanned drone. Cooperstown's mayor, Jeff Katz, is now preparing a drone law, a security issue we didn't have to worry about, certainly 10 years ago, but even 5 years ago. Drones are suddenly everywhere. Jeff Katz was telling me when teams rent out Doubleday Field, the folks who live on Elm Street behind the ballpark keep hearing drones buzzing around their backyards during the games. And when there's a major event in town, for instance, at Kooptoberfest, a beer fest that attracted some 3,000 folks in October, the drones were flying. Of course, the main event to worry about is Hall of Fame weekend. This summer, with Chipper Jones and four other inductees, we're expecting about 40,000 people. In 2020, with Derek Jeter, we're expecting 100,000 or more, probably a record. As it stands, the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, controls airspace. It has banned drones over military bases, nuclear plants, even 10 tourist sites like the Statue of Liberty and Mount Rushmore. And local communities are getting in the act, trying to ban flights in city limits. Drone owners are challenging these bans in court, and they've been winning. Judges are ruling that the FAA, under federal law, has sole authority to control airspace. The operative case in New York State, we're finding, is from Orchard Park, home of the Buffalo Bills, which in 2015 banned drone flights within 3 miles of New Era Field on game days. A drone had actually crashed into the upper deck of the stadium after a game, and town officials were worried if that had happened during a game, fans would have panicked, and who knows what would have happened. But when the arrest was challenged, it was thrown out. The FAA, however, has recognized it's a regulatory agency, not an enforcement one, so it needs the police. According to reports I looked at, it's now come up with standard regulations banning overflight of stadiums, and in November, Orchard Park came up with a new law that will allow it to enforce FAA rules. If that stands, I assume other towns will be following suit. According to Mayor Katz, Cooperstown's law, it's still being drawn up, will have a more limited purpose. The idea is to require anyone flying a drone during a major event to get a permit. The village will then turn over that permit information to the state police, which I gather has the ability to quickly identify unpermitted drones and get them out of the sky. All of this regulation will limit the utility of drones. A year ago, Amazon was talking about delivering packages by drones. It didn't seem like such a great idea, but I would think regulations are going to make that kind of thing very difficult.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and all.seago.com, where you can go to read this story and much, much more. Jim, we'll catch up with you next week. Thank you.
Thanks.